yes, it is exactly what it looks like. I think maybe we can take a look at the video. That is a small child being pulled along, as in kiteboarding, with a drone. I don't know. I think that, I don't know what, a quadcopter.
Yeah.
I think it's a homemade quadcopter. I looked into it. It doesn't look like...
The blistering speeds of drone boarding.
Not real.
Buckle up. This is extreme sports right here. He's got a Dr. Pepper in his pocket.
Yeah, we have the ability to play that.
Or Mountain Dew in his pocket, and he's going fast. Yeah, I don't know.
How do you know that's a he?
That's true. It's a he. That entity is being pulled by a quadcopter.
By that drone that lasted... They actually probably took this video in like 15 takes or something because the battery kept going out. I don't know. Omar, what do you think about drone boarding?
Okay, I have a Parrot drone, like one of the first ones from a few generations ago. If I attach a paperclip to it, it crashes. Like, no weight on it whatsoever. I tried to put a phone on it once, and it was just, like, all over the place. Yeah, I'm impressed that it can pull anything, much less a child.
So, okay, so then I have to think about this. So the kid is holding on to the drone that is pulling him, and there is somebody...
Or her.
All right. Thank you for the correction.
He must have slicked up the snow or something, so he really like kind of coasted.
Yeah, it's like you kind of got a little bit of a downhill. You got to do a little bit of a downhill so you can get a little bit faster speeds. And then you have to have someone that you trust at the controls of the drone.
Right.
Don't give that control to just anybody.
It's no Hyperloop, I will say that.
Oh, no.
So then what's going to happen when you're there? You're drone boarding. You're flying across the snow, having a good old time. When all of a sudden, out of thin air, an eagle swoops past you and latches onto that drone and flies away with it. What then happens? And we have video of that. It's true. Check this out. These are eagles that are trained to take down drones. And so then you're not being pulled by the quadcopter. You're being pulled by the eagle that's flying away with a quadcopter. This is a strange world we're about to live in. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
I don't know. I think it's birds are amazing.
That's one way to put it. Yeah.
I had not seen that before. That's amazing.
I just think it's a strange, strange world. We're going to be doing our extreme drone sports, and a bird's going to come along and thwart our dreams.
Well, I mean, that is one way to, you know, it's probably better than shooting them down in your backyard with your gun.
The drones, not the...
The drones.
Okay.
Shooting the drones down. I don't eat birds, so...
All right.
Drone jammers.
Yeah. That's so, true. Yeah, it's probably safer than shooting down the drones.
Right, because that's how some people get rid of drones. They take it into their own hands. So, yeah, just train your falcon.
Train your eagle that you have... That you own,
but no, that's what drone boarding should be. The
eagle,
yeah. If the eagle is carrying the drone,
eagle
then,
boarding,
then we have something
way more impressive than
eagle
drone boarding.
Artemis,
yes. I feel like this has been foretold in plenty of literature.
Yes,
lots of literature for it. Okay, we'll see which one wins: drones or eagles. I'm not really quite sure.